You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is Scripture Playlist. Today's topic is When I'm Angry. Anger is a normal human emotion, but the way we handle it has a huge impact on our relationships with other people and with God. If we give full vent to it, we usually end up hurting the people around us. If we suppress it or ignore it, we tend to get bitter and hardened. While it isn't wrong to feel angry, God can give us the power to handle this emotion in a spiritual and helpful way. Listen to these verses of the Bible for when you feel angry. James 1, 19-21. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. Ephesians 4, 26-27. Be angry at sin, at immorality, at injustice, at ungodly behavior. Yet do not sin. Do not let your anger cause you shame, nor allow it to last until the sun goes down. And do not give the devil an opportunity to lead you into sin by holding a grudge or nurturing anger or harboring resentment or cultivating bitterness. Ephesians 4, 31-32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Psalm 37, 5-8. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. Psalm 86:15. But Lord, you are a God who is tender and kind. You are gracious. You are slow to get angry. You are faithful and full of love. Colossians 3:8-10. But now, put these things out of your life. Anger, losing your temper, doing or saying things to hurt others, and saying shameful things. Don't lie to each other. You have taken off those old clothes, the person you once were and the bad things you did then. Now, you are wearing a new life, a life that is new every day. You are growing in your understanding of the one who made you. You are becoming more and more like him. Colossians 3, 12-13. God has chosen you and made you his holy people. He loves you, so your new life should be like this. Show mercy to others. Be kind, humble, gentle, and patient. Don't be angry with each other, but forgive each other. If you feel someone has wronged you, forgive them. Forgive others because the Lord forgave you. Proverbs 29:11. You can recognize fools by the way they give full vent to their rage and let their words fly, but the wise bite their tongues and hold back all they could say. Psalm 73, 21-23. Then I realized that my heart was bitter and I was all torn up inside. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you. Yet I still belong to you. You hold my right hand. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-5. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Psalm 62:8. Trust God, my friends, and always tell him each one of your concerns. God is our place of safety. Hebrews 12, 14 to 15. Work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Leviticus 19:18. Stop being angry and don't try to take revenge. I am the Lord, and I command you to love others as much as you love yourself. Job 36:13. For the godless are full of resentment. Even when he punishes them, they refuse to cry out to him for help. Matthew 5:21-24. You have heard that it was said to our people long ago, you must not murder anyone. Any person who commits murder will be judged. But I tell you, don't be angry with anyone. If you are angry with others, you will be judged. And if you insult someone, you will be judged by the high court. And if you call someone a fool, you will be in danger of the fire of hell. So what if you are offering your gift at the altar and remember that someone has something against you? Leave your gift there and go make peace with that person. Then come and offer your gifts. Luke 6:27-31. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who mistreat you. If anyone hits you on one cheek, let him hit the other one too. If someone takes your coat, let him have your shirt as well. Give to everyone who asks you for something. And when someone takes what is yours, do not ask for it back. Do for others just what you want them to do for you. 1 Timothy 2:8. In every place of worship, I want men to pray with holy hands lifted up to God, free from anger and controversy. Matthew 6:14-15. For if you forgive others their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, nurturing your hurt and anger with the result that it interferes with your relationship with God, then your Father will not forgive your trespasses. 2 Timothy 2:16-17. Steer clear of foolish discussions that lead people into the sin of anger with each other. Things will be said that will burn and hurt for a long time to come. Hymenaeus and Philetus, in their love of argument, are men like that. Proverbs 16:32. Controlling your temper is better than being a hero who captures a city. Proverbs 30:33. If you churn milk, you get butter. If you hit someone's nose, it bleeds. If you stir up anger, you get into trouble. Romans 12:17-21. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, an even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, continence. 1 Thessalonians 5:14-15. We earnestly urge you, believers, admonish those who are out of line, the undisciplined, the unruly, the disorderly. Encourage the timid who lack spiritual courage. Help the spiritually weak. Be patient with everyone, always controlling your temper. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek that which is good for one another and for all people. Ephesians 2, 16 to 17, as parts of the same body, our anger against each other has disappeared. For both of us have been reconciled to God, and so the feud ended at last at the cross. This has been Scripture Playlist from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references for the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com. Bye!